We are doing Drashot HaRan, and we were in the middle of the Ran's explanation on Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tet. We're on page Yud Bet in the Machon Shalem edition, and page Lamed in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. The Ran explained to us that there are different levels of knowledge, and the Ran had said that there is knowing the essence of something's creation, understanding why God created it, and when we understand that, then we understand everything else about that thing that was created. And the Ran had said that David HaMelech in chapter Kuf Lamed Tet 139 is really describing how mankind doesn't understand things in this world, and how God does. God created everything and He knows everything. So David HaMelech began, and that's what we learned last time, David HaMelech began with a description of how Hashem knows me and I don't know myself. The first or the most basic form of knowledge is knowing ourselves. And David HaMelech began by saying, Hashem, you know me and I don't even know myself. And now David HaMelech continues, Amar achar kach, David HaMelech says in Pasuk Bet, Ata yadata shivti vekumi banta lirei merachok. You know when I arise, you know when I sit down, and the Ran is going to explain what David HaMelech is referring to. The simple understanding, banta lirei merachok, you saw in advance to bring me to be close to you, to be rei, to be my friend, so to speak. In advance, you foresaw and prepared that. Now, what is David HaMelech saying? You know when I get up, you know when I sit down. So explains the Ran, ve'en safek sheyesh b'tnuot, sheyesh ba'adam tnuot shehen nirot sheyu yoter nelamot min tnuat ha'yishiva v'akima. Undoubtedly, there are movements, there are functions that a human being does that would seem to be more secluded, more covered up than the fact that he gets up and sits down. What does David HaMelech mean when he says, God, you even know when I get up and sit down? Well, very good. Other people also know when you get up and sit down. What does he mean when he says, God, you know that? Ve'omnam bat, b'chal tenua zo. David HaMelech chose this action, the getting up and the sitting down, lehodia, to make known, shegam zot lo yasig adam b'idiato, that even this basic function of getting up and sitting down, we don't understand. Our knowledge doesn't understand how we get up and sit down. Ki ha'adam yenia atzmo, for a human being moves himself. Ve'ino yodea keilav ha'meni'im oto mayim, and he doesn't really know what causes him to move. A person thinks to get up, and he gets up. And if you ask him, how'd you do that? He doesn't know to answer you. He doesn't know the neurons that are going in his brain. He doesn't know the muscles that are moving in his body. He knows, I want to get up, I get up. But does he understand how he gets up? Even that simple function of getting up and sitting down, we don't completely understand. Im ken, sod shivti vekumi galuy elecha lo elai. If so, David HaMelech is saying, the secret of how I get up and sit down, you know, God. I don't know. I know the external function. Remember, what is the Ran saying? He's saying that David HaMelech is stressing in this chapter, I only see the external of this world. And you, Hashem, know what's beyond the externals. You know the essence of what's going on in this world. And so David HaMelech is taking the most basic knowledge, the knowledge of ourselves, and he's saying, I don't know myself. I don't even know how I get up and sit down. You know, Hashem, I don't know. Ki en safek, undoubtedly, shim ha'uman lo yeda kelim atzichim nefulato, lo yifal davar. You speak to a person who's an expert, he's a carpenter. He's a skilled laborer. And he doesn't know which utensils to use to do his work. Well, he won't be able to do anything. If a carpenter doesn't know how to use the saw, the hammer, he's not going to build anything. Vani, and yet I, says David HaMelech, po'el bekelim lo eda otam. I use utensils God gave at my disposal. I use my body, and I don't know how these utensils work. I don't know how my feet work. I don't know how I really get up and how I sit down. I don't understand the utensils God gave me. And nonetheless, I use them. Im ken, if so, says David HaMelech, atahu ayodea, You're the one that really knows how I get up and sit down. Lo ani hapoele, not I, even though I am the one who's doing the action, I don't know how I'm doing it. Achar kach amar, then David HaMelech says, banta lerei merachok. Ki meyasher yediyat ha'adam bedvarim, eina mitzad atzmam ve'amitatam. Because being that man's knowledge of things is not under an understanding of the essence of the truth of the things he sees, ki mitzad mikrehem. What we know, when we know someone or something, is we know we know what they do, we know everything that's external to them. We know when you do an experiment, what do you see? You see the characteristics. What we know about a person or an object are its external characteristics. Gam ki adam yavin machshevet chavero, yavin ota mekarov lo merachok. Even if we feel like we understand our fellow man, we only understand when it's close by, not at a distance. You can't know what your friend is thinking, and even if you know, it's only someone who's really close to you. If you're really close, you see the person every day, you could see indications as to what they're thinking, but not from a distance. Only a person only knows what his fellow man is thinking based upon his external characteristics. Like we could explain with an allegory. You see a person who seems to be happy, so you know he's happy, right? He's smiling, you see his countenance, so you know he's happy. How do you know he's happy? You see on his face. You see that his face is flushed. You see his external characteristics are representative of what's happening inside him, the internal happiness. So that's the blood rushes to the face, suddenly his face is all flushed and he's happy. And when you know that a person who's sad, you know that he's sad. So that's internally what's happening, is he's sad and it's expressed externally. The body gives it external expression. He's describing it the way they described it in those days. There's the gallbladder. The gallbladder is very bitter. And they described it that the gallbladder secretes the bitterness into the body, and that causes the bitterness to be expressed externally on the face. And all this is because we don't really know. We don't have true knowledge of our fellow man. But we know our fellow man based on characteristics, based on the external stimuli that we're given. Externally, we are given indications that this is what's going on internally, so we know from when we're close by, we could know when he's happy, when he's sad. Lo tasig davar zulati be'et hakiruv, and as such, we don't know anything about our fellow man unless we are close to them. Aval mitzad yediatcha mitit, but David HaMelech is saying to God, but because your knowledge of me is a true knowledge, banta lerei merachok, you know me as my friend from afar. You don't have to be close by to see my external features, to know when I'm happy, to know when I'm sad. You know me because your knowledge is a true knowledge of me. And this goes back to the point that David HaMelech was stressing, that Hashem's knowledge is a true knowledge. It's a knowledge of the essence, not a knowledge of the external characteristics.